the hard shoulder
on News Talk
with the all-new Nissan Qashqai, now electrified with mild hybrid power. See nissan.ie.
While you are getting in touch, let's talk about the government considering a new tax rate of 30%. So at the moment, once you cross that threshold of about 36.5 grand, your tax rate goes from 20% to 40%. Leo Varadkar of the Taoiseach has asked the Finance Minister, Pascal Donoghue, to consider a new rate in between both of those, a 30% tax rate, in order to ease the pressure on middle income earners, the so-called squeezed middle. Mary Siri Carney is a Fine Gael senator. Senator, you're welcome to the programme. Why do you think this is a good idea? Why do we need a 30% tax rate?
Well, thank you for having me. I think that we need to view the 30% tax rate in the context of the fact that the average wage, a full-time wage in Ireland, is 47,000 per annum. And in that context, somebody starts paying the higher tax rate at 35,300. And so there is an ambition over progressive budgets to ensure that upper tax rate, that you don't reach that limit until 50,000. And so in the meantime, then, that there would be a 30% tax rate for those middle income earners. Because as the costs, as price and the cost of living increases, it's important to ensure that people have extra money in their pocket, and that making work pay is one of the things that we would say in that context. So it's ensuring that people have more money out of the money that they earn, because we also have the anomaly that if you work overtime, if you're on a lower wage and if you work extra time, you can find yourself being paid more in the gross but taking home considerably less because you've pushed yourself over and into the higher tax band.
Well, you don't take home less money. You take home less on the euro that you earn gross than you have up to then, but you don't lose money overall. You're only on the higher tax band for that money that's over the threshold.
Yes, but that's still not making work pay. It isn't. People aren't taking home the benefit of the fruits of their actual labour.
Can I ask, Senator, just to get this clear? It sounds like you're suggesting it might only be a temporary thing until tax bands get pushed up incrementally over a number of budgets. Is that the case, or are we looking at three tax bands into the future?
I think we're looking at three tax bands. We have come from a legacy past where, in going back to the 70s, when we would have had the same level of pressures, there were six separate tax bands. So having three is a more equitable distribution of ensuring that people are taking home the fruit of their labour and making sure that they bring home, because, as I say, at this moment in time, you will end up paying the higher tax rate once you hit 35,000. That's a very low income threshold for to end up paying the higher rate of tax.
But let me introduce Michelle Murphy, who's a research and policy analyst with Social Justice Ireland. Michelle, do you think this is a good idea?
Good afternoon, Kieran. No, not in the context that the Taoiseach, I was reading just about this today, so he made this statement, I suppose, in response to the cost of the challenges we face in terms of the increased costs of living. But I mean, the cost of living crisis we face at the moment, it's an adequate income price crisis. And the people who are impacted the most are those on lowest incomes, so either people on fixed income, so on social welfare payment, or people in low paid employment. And you need to target your resources there, because those people have absolutely no room for manoeuvre when it comes to increased costs. They've already cut back wherever they can. So if you, for example, do want to use the taxation system in terms of targeting people in employment, then the fairest way to do that is through the tax credit system. So, for example, you increase the PAYE, or personal income tax credit, so that everybody gains. But before you do that, there's a group of people that don't benefit from any changes in the tax system. They're in employment, but they're still have an income below the poverty line. So they're called the working poor. There's about 133,000 of them. You need to target that cohort first by actually making tax credits refundable. So it doesn't make any difference to the majority of people, but for about 133,000 people, by making the two credits, PAYE and personal income tax credits, refundable, I mean, the average refund is going to be between 15 and 19 euros a week, but it makes a huge difference to those people and all the other people in their households, because there's, you know, the Minister for Finance has said there's a finite or a limited amount of resources available. And thus far, we haven't seen them targeted properly. The bulk of the first announcement in February, over 350 million, went on a universal energy credit rather than targeting people in energy poverty or low-income households. So, and then we had a cut to the excise duty. That's beyond 500. That's more than half a billion euro. And if you add in the other package, it's about 750 million euros so far. But the question has to be asked, has that been targeted properly?
Okay.
That's a lot of money, you know, and we were told the budget in October was a cost of living budget. We're looking at food increases now and a sustained increase in the cost of living. The central bank research shows us, and the parliamentary budget research shows us, that those most impacted by that are people on social welfare and people in low-income households.
Let me go back to Senator Mary Siri Carney on those points. Mary, I suppose the suggestion is that, like, a new tax band kicking in at, you know, 35 odd grand, if someone's on 34,000 euro, they don't benefit. Someone who's on 250,000 euro, though, will take a little bit more home every month. While resources are finite and giving the cost of living crunch, are you not better to help people at the lower end of the earning spectrum?
I think that we need to consider it in the broadest terms. In the budget of 2022, €1 billion was set aside to ensure that we had an increase in pensions, we had an increase in social welfare, that we had an increase in benefits, and we had Minister Heather Humphreys into the Disability Matters Committee this morning talking about also those other targeted supports and increases that came through her department. So we have that in February as in a further response to the increased cost of living. We added another €500 million to that in ensuring, and the quickest way to ensure that people received that was to make it as a universal payment. At this moment in time, we are talking about waiting until the budget of this year, and in that pot and on the table for consideration now is the possibility of bringing in a middle tax band. So that we have this further, so that everybody benefits, and that isn't to the exclusion of other considerations, but this is one of the possible assistance for families that are childcare. They're more likely to be paying for other costs in the cost of living that they have to meet.
All those other measures you mention, in other words, you're saying, listen, you are working to alleviate the burden and the stress on lower income earners, and you can't forget that there are people who are squeezed in the middle too, essentially.
Absolutely. There are people in the middle for whom work doesn't always pay, or they come into a threshold that they don't receive a family income supplement. They don't receive other benefits. So we can't do one to the exclusion of the other. We need to look at targeted supports.
Michelle, let me go back to Michelle on that. Michelle, your response?
Well, I mean, first off, people on fixed income, so social welfare payments prior to budget 2022, hadn't seen an increase, this is in the core rates, in over 2 years. Yet during that period, they still had to absorb an increased cost of living. If you're going to look at people supporting people most in need, you need to target your resources properly. If you're looking at supporting people in the round, then you have to look at what is it in terms of the social wage? So the things that we don't subsidise, for example, we don't subsidise childcare sufficiently, and those other costs. So, for example, the cost of housing, which is continually escalated, those are driving the costs of living. And if you really want to support people, everybody, not just people on social welfare, but people in employment as well, you actually have to look at the other drivers of the cost of living. So it's not just looking at an extra tax band that will, you know, target a specific portion of earners. You have to look at how you bring down the cost of living overall and how you get to that social wage piece, so that people aren't constantly having to use their disposable income to pay for things that are, you know, more substantially subsidized in other countries. And that's why we find ourselves in the situation we're in now. So social welfare rates in this country, they're not indexed to wages nor inflation. So that's why people on the lowest incomes are really, really really struggling now, and it looks like they're going to be struggling for the next 2 years. And inflation has wiped out. So the changes that were made in the budget, the 208 euros rate is actually worth 193 euros. That's what it's worth in real terms now. It's actually probably worth less today than it was a couple of weeks ago. In terms of the pension, the contributory pension, it's not 253 euros, it's 234 euros when you take into account the cost of price increases. So even when those changes were made in October, that's not the real value. And the reality is the real value for somebody on a fixed income of their income every week, it's falling every week as the cost of living increases.
Mary Siri Carney, Fine Gael Senator, before I let you go, can I ask, is there any suggestion that we should increase the 40% rate or bring in a wealth tax at the same time? Because we're talking about the squeezed middle here. And look, there's lots of people getting in touch who identify themselves as the squeezed middle and would welcome this. At the same time, somebody who is earning a quarter of a million quid a year is going to see the benefit of this.
I think that we've just seen an increase in corporation tax, and that's where that will hit. But I just need to address one thing there.
Sorry, how does an increase in corporation tax impact on someone who has a salary of a quarter of a million quid a year?
We're not talking about that. We're talking about people who are experiencing a cost of living. But the point here is about alleviating those who need it most.
Yeah, but you're also offering alleviation. You're offering alleviation to millionaires.
We're also offering considerable increase in the childcare supports. The largest amount of a budget has ever been set is going to come into play properly in September of this year. There are matters like that are also being put in play, and they're being ignored in this discussion. And the fact that there is other packages that are ongoing, and to isolate this and not look at it in the round of the full package that is being put out by government and that was in budget 2022. Which also included this record childcare budget, and in looking at to make sure that those who are paying out are getting the supports where they need it and in as targeted as possible. And we're doing that in the context of an unprecedented rise in prices and the cost of living across the world. It's not unique to Ireland.
No, Fine Gael Senator Mary Siri Carney and Michelle Murphy, Research and Policy Analyst with Social Justice Ireland. Thank you both very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder on News Talk. With the all-new Nissan Qashqai. Now electrified with mild hybrid power. See nissan.ie.